The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the boy Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus, now 12 years old, is on his way to Jerusalem with Mary and Joseph for his coming of age. He looks most handsome and has grown so well that he looks like a younger brother of his very young mother. He already reaches up to her shoulders with his blonde curly head. His hair is no longer short as in the first years of his life, but long down to his ears. He is dressed in red, a beautiful light ruby red. A long tunic hangs down to his ankles so that only his sandal-clad feet can be seen. Here is our son, says Mary, lifting her right hand, which is holding Jesus' left one. She is confirming the paternity of the just man who is smiling, and she adds, Bless him, Joseph, before leaving for Jerusalem, and bless me with him. Mary begins to sob softly. Your blessing will fortify him and give me strength to detach myself a little more from him. Mary, Jesus will always be yours, says Joseph. The formality will not affect our mutual relationship. Neither will I contend with you for this son so dear to us. No one deserves, as you do, to guide him in life, O my holy spouse. Mary bends and takes Joseph's hand and kisses it. She is the respectful, loving spouse of her consort. Joseph receives the sign of respect and love with dignity. He then lifts the hand which she has kissed, lays it on the head of his spouse, and says to her, Yes, I bless you, O blessed one, and I bless Jesus with you. Come to me, my only joys, my honour, and essence of my life. May the Lord look upon you and bless you. May he have mercy on you and give you peace. May the Lord give you his blessing. Then he says, And now let us go. The hour is favourable for the journey. Mary takes a wide, dark brown mantle and drapes it on her son. How she caresses him in doing so. They go out, they close up the house, they set off. Other pilgrims are going in the same direction. Outside the village, the women separate from the men, and the children go where they like. Jesus stays with his mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph have arrived at the temple, and Joseph takes Jesus inside to meet the examiners. First of all, they both bow down deeply to the 10 doctors who are seated with dignity on low wooden stools. Here, Joseph says, this is my son. 3 months and 12 days ago, he reached the age which the law prescribes to become of age, and I want him to comply with the prescriptions of Israel. I would ask you to note that his constitution proves that he is no longer in his childhood or minority. I ask you to examine him kindly and fairly to judge that what I, his father, have stated is the truth. He knows the precepts, the traditions, the decisions, and the customs of the fringes and the phylacteries. He knows how to say the daily prayers and blessings. Since he knows the law in itself, he can behave as a man. Therefore, I wish to be free from the responsibilities of his actions and of his sins. From now on, he must be subject to the precepts, and he must himself pay the penalty for his failures towards them. Examine him. We will, says one of the doctors. Come forward, child. What is your name? Jesus of Joseph from Nazareth. A Nazarene. Can you therefore read? Yes, Rabbi, I can read the words which are written and those which are construed in the words themselves. What do you mean? I mean that I also understand the meaning of the allegory or of the symbol which is hidden under the appearance, just as a pearl does not appear, but it is inside an ugly closed shell. A clever answer, and a very wise one. We seldom hear that on the lips of adults, but in a child, and a Nazarene as well. The attention of the ten has been awakened. Their eyes do not lose for an instant the beautiful blonde child who is looking at them so sure of himself, without boldness, but also without fear. You honour your master, who certainly was deeply read. Jesus replies, the wisdom of God was gathered in his just heart. But listen to that. You are a happy man, father of such a son. Joseph, who is at the end of the room, smiles and bows down. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They give Jesus three different roles, saying, read the one tied with the golden ribbon. Jesus opens the roll and reads. It is the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. But after the first few words, one of the judges takes the roll from him, saying, go on by heart. Jesus continues, so sure of himself that he seems to be reading. Every time he mentions the Lord, he bows down deeply. Who taught you that? He is asked. Why do you do that? Jesus replies, because that name is holy, and it is to be pronounced with a sign of internal and external respect. Subjects bow down to their king, who is king only for a short time, and he is dust, to the King of Kings, the Most High Lord of Israel, who is present even if he is only visible to the spirit. Shall not every creature bow down, since every creature depends on him with eternal subjection? Very clever, the doctor says. Man, we advise you to have your son educated, either by Hillel or Gamaliel. He is a Nazarene, but his answers give us hope that he will become a new great doctor. Joseph replies, my son is of age. He will decide according to his own will. If his decision is an honest one, I will not oppose it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
One of the doctors then asks, listen, child. It is said, remember to sanctify feast days. Now tell me, if a hen lays an egg on a Sabbath, or a sheep lambs on the Sabbath, will it be legal to use the fruit of its womb, or will it be considered as a disgrace? Jesus replies, I know that many rabbis, Shammai is the last of them and is still alive, say that an egg laid on a Sabbath is against the precept, but I think that there is a difference between man and animals, or with whoever fulfills a natural act, such as giving birth. If I compel a horse to work, I am responsible for its sin because I force it to work with a whip. But if a hen lays an egg, which has matured in its ovary, on the Sabbath, or if a sheep lambs a little one because it is ready to be born on the Sabbath, no, such a deed is not a sin. Neither is the egg laid or the lamb born on the Sabbath a sin in the eyes of God. The doctor asks, but why, if every kind of work is a sin on the Sabbath? Jesus answers, because to conceive and to give birth correspond to the will of the Creator and comply with the laws which he gave to every creature. Now the hen does nothing but obey the law, according to which, after so many hours of growth, an egg is complete and ready to be laid. And the sheep also obeys the laws laid down by him who created everything. If, therefore, a sheep, when its time is up, gives birth to a little lamb, oh, the little lamb can certainly be sacred on an altar, because it is the fruit of obedience to the Creator. The doctor then says, I would not examine him any further. His wisdom is greater than the wisdom of grown-up people, and is really surprising. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They go into a larger and more splendid room. The first thing they do there is to shorten Jesus' hair, and his long curls are picked up by Joseph. They then tighten his red tunic with a long band, turned several times around his waist. They tie some little fringes to his forehead, arms, and mantle. They then sing psalms, and Joseph praises the Lord with a long prayer, invoking all blessings on his son. The ceremony is over. Jesus goes out with Joseph. They go back to where they came from. They join their male relatives. They buy and offer a lamb. Then, with the slaughtered victim, they reach the women. Mary kisses her Jesus. It seems she has not seen him for years. She looks at him now that he is more manly in his clothes and in the style of his hair, and she pats him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Some time later, the rabbis Hillel and Gamaliel are engaged with Shammai and some of the other doctors in a dispute about the prophesied coming of the Messiah. From the nearby group of the believers, the clear voice of a boy is heard. Gamaliel is right. There's a stir in the crowd and in the group of doctors. They look for the interrupter, but it is not necessary to search for him because he does not hide. He makes his way through the crowd and goes near the group of rabbis. I recognize the adolescent Jesus. He is sure of himself, open-hearted, and his eyes sparkle with intelligence. Who are you? They ask him. I am a son of Israel who has come to fulfill what the law prescribes. His bold and frank reply is appreciated and earns smiles of approval and favour. They take an interest in this young Israelite. What is your name? Jesus of Nazareth. They make Jesus sit on a high stool between Gamaliel and Hillel, and they give him some rolls to read and explain. It is a proper examination. The people throng and listen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus reads in his clear voice, Be consoled, my people. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that her time of service is ended. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Shammai then says, see, Nazarene, it refers to an end of slavery, but never before have we been slaves as we are now. And there is mention of a precursor. Where is he? You are talking nonsense. Jesus says, I tell you that the warning of the precursor should be addressed to you more than to anyone else, to you and to those like you. Otherwise you will not see the glory of the Lord, neither will you understand the word of God, because meanness, pride, and falsehood will prevent you from seeing and hearing. Shammai replies, how dare you speak to a master like that? And Jesus says, I speak thus, and thus I shall speak even to my death, because above me there are the interests of the Lord and the love for truth, of which I am the son. And I add, Rabbi, that the slavery of which the prophet speaks and of which I am speaking is not the one you think, neither is the royalty the one you consider. On the contrary, by the merits of the Messiah, man will be made free from the slavery of evil which separates him from God. And the sign of Christ will be on the spirits, freed from every yoke and made subject to the eternal kingdom. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Shammai and his followers say, this Nazarene is Satan. But Hillel replies, no, this child is a prophet of God. Stay with me, child. My old age will transfuse what I know into your knowledge, and you will be master of the people of God. Then Jesus says, I solemnly tell you that if there were many like you, salvation would come to Israel. But my hour has not come. Voices from heaven speak to me, and in solitude I must gather them until my hour comes. Then with my lips and my blood I will speak to Jerusalem. Wait for me in my hour. These stones shall hear my voice again and vibrate, hearing my last word. Blessed are those who will have heard God in that voice and will have believed in him because of it. To them Christ will give that kingdom which your selfishness imagines to be a human one, whereas it is a heavenly one. And therefore I say, here is your servant, Lord, who has come to do your will. Let it be consummated, because I am eager to fulfill it. And here the vision ends. It is the vision of Jesus with his face burning with spiritual ardour, raised to heaven, with his arms stretched out, standing upright in the midst of the astonished doctors. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A drama of a different kind is taking place on the road back to Nazareth. Jesus describes to Maria Valtorta his mother's distress. She realized, he says, after the groups of men and women had gathered together, that I was not with Joseph. She did not reproach her spouse bitterly, but the pain that appears on Mary's face pierces Joseph's heart more than any bitter reproach. Mary does not give vent to dramatic outbursts, but her repressed sorrow is so obvious. She is no longer tired or hungry, and yet the journey was a long one, and she has not taken any food for so many hours. It is night, it is dark, it does not matter. Every step takes her back to Jerusalem. She stops the caravans and pilgrims and questions them. Joseph follows her and helps her. A long day's walk back to Jerusalem, and then the feverish search in town. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He says, Where can her Jesus be? No one in town knew anything of this child. Beautiful, blonde, strong. There are so many like that. Then, after 3 days, the symbol of 3 other days of future anguish, Mary, exhausted, enters the temple and walks along the yards and the halls. All of a sudden, from beyond the barrier of a large group of people, she hears his voice saying, "These stones will vibrate." She endeavours to make her way through the crowd and succeeds after much effort. There is her son, standing in the midst of the doctors, with his arms stretched out. Mary is the prudent virgin, but this time anxiety overcomes prudence. She runs to her son, embraces him, lifts him off the stool, and puts him down on the ground. She exclaims, "Oh, why have you done this to us? For 3 days we have been looking for you. Your mummy is dying with pain, son. Your father is exhausted with fatigue. Why, Jesus?" Jesus continues his commentary to Maria Valtorta. "You do not ask why of him who knows, or ask why he behaved in a certain way. Above the earthly father and mother, there is God, the divine Father. His interests are above ours. His affections are superior to everything else. And I tell my mother. I finished teaching the doctors with the lesson to Mary, the queen of doctors, and she has never forgotten it. The sun began to shine again in her heart, now that she had me, humble and obedient, beside her. But my words are deeply rooted in her mind. There will be much sunshine and many clouds will gather in the sky. During the next 21 years I will still be on the earth. Great joys and many tears will alternate in her heart during these next 21 years. But never again will she ask, 'Son, why have you done this to us?'" Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.